Piltdown Man. He was a star at the Scopes Trial.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new Answers book. Well, Piltdown Man Ken today is known as a fraud, yet he was a star, you said, at that famous Scopes Trial?
Well, you know, in 1912, a skull and jawbone were released to the public as a so-called missing link, and it was called Piltdown Man. Because these bones had features of humans and apes, it was considered to be great evidence that an ape man had been found. Now, in 1925, some of the scientists who gave evidence to be placed in the Scopes Trial's transcript used Piltdown Man as an example to the court and public of evidence for evolution. And because of this sort of evidence, even many religious leaders told the public they had to accept evolution. It wasn't until 1953 it was discovered that Piltdown Man was a fraud. You know, what a difference it would have made in 1925 had the religious leaders said something like this: "Well, we don't understand what Piltdown Man is, but we do know this. The Bible says God made Adam from dust and Eve from his side, so there were no ape men. One day we'll find out what's wrong with Piltdown Man, but until then, let's stick to God's infallible word." Now, more than 80 years later, is this your attitude towards Scripture?
Outside of so-called ape men, evolutionists probably used dinosaurs as much as anything to try to prove their worldview. Ken Ham has an eye-opening free booklet on dinosaurs that you can get on our website, answersradio.com. It's free at answersradio.com.